It's a brand new day. Fernando and Greg.
Waking up early.
99.7 now.
All right, now it's time for the Shade Room. You know, the best part of almost every reality show is the shade that the ladies, sometimes men, throw at each other. My new favorite show, though, I gotta say, Mexican Dynasties. I love this show.
I need to watch it. You keep talking about it and how good it is.
It's so good. They don't fight a ton. It's more just fun. It's like a really fun show. But one of the moms on there, she is super shady. When her daughter got ready to get married, she literally told her she was too fat to get married.
Sounds like my mom.
How can you be too fat to get married?
I don't know, but if you're already getting married, you already got a guy. What does it matter?
Exactly. The guy is fine with it, but the mom stepped in. Listen to what she did.
At 18 years old, I completely fell in love with him, and I told my mom, this is a guy who I'm marrying.
But I decided that if she wants to marry Jorge, she has to just lose weight. She was chubby. That's the truth.
She went, if you want to marry Jorge, I better take you to fat camp. It wasn't like that subtle. So my mom took me to exactly the same camp that Oprah went to. 3 months on liquids, like it was less than 400
terrible.
Calories a day.
Terrible.
And then she's like, let's go on a walk.
Healthy.
And I go, Mom, I have no energy. Come on, you're drinking drinks.
5 smoothies a day. You should be.
And I go, no, Mom, I'm like dying here.
But I don't regret what I did.
Is that my mom?
That's so mean. But my friends were saying they think this is a Latin mom thing.
No, it is definitely a Latin mom thing. It's ever like, don't eat that. ¿Por qué te ves así? Estás bien gorda y pipona. No guy's going to want you. Yeah.
Just because I like a girl that likes to eat. That's more fun. Who wants to go out and hang out with a girl who's not going to eat with them? You're just going to sit there and like.
And see you eat grass. No, we don't want that. But moms are like that. Latina moms are like, no, you got to do this
so
for your
man.
So
your mom has said this to you.
Oh, yeah. She's like, look, you got a belly now. Estás bien pipona. Like, oh, my God. You're the guy that you're dating isn't going to want you anymore. Like, you're about to be
30. And that's just when you're pregnant. You got a belly now, girl. Yeah. Look at you. He's talking about, I'm like, I'm pregnant, Mom. Like, give me a break.
Oh, it is Latina moms 100%.
888-456-9970. I would love to talk more about this later and then maybe even into tomorrow. It's like, has your mom fat shamed you? It's like your mom's supposed to be like, oh, you look beautiful no matter what.
No, at my birthday party, she was like, suck in your stomach. Like,
no.
It's popping out. Yeah, my stomach muscles hurt from sucking it in every single picture.
Well, that's a good ab workout. You're like,
yeah, she's like, ponte recta.
No wonder you looked like you weren't breathing at your party.
Get up.
Fernando. And Greg.
Right now.
Oh, my God. I have to say, I love now reading the top posts. From my Nextdoor account. I don't peruse Nextdoor a lot, the website, the social media site that helps you keep up with your crazy neighbors. But this guy, the top post from over the weekend, was a guy that was very upset because somebody banged on his window while he was taking care of his sick cat. And it startled him so much that he dropped his cat's food dish.
Oh, no.
And he's furious about it. And food went all over the place. And his cat doesn't have that much time to be living anyway.
Oh.
And that guy banging on his window ruined his time.
His moment. He was having a moment with his cat.
He was. Aww. And now he's very upset. He said he dropped the bowl of food and it went everywhere. And then he said he went outside and he yelled at the person and found out it was somebody from Dean Preston's campaign. So that's a guy who's running for supervisor, I think, in the Hate.
Couldn't tell you.
So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, Dean Preston, whoever your campaign people are, tell him not to be banging on people's windows.
You startled his cat.
Startled his cat.
They lost their moment together. They're never going to get that time back.
He said, very sick, very elderly cat.
Oh.
That's what he said.
How dare you, Dean Lewis people.
Wake up.
Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
On 99.7 now.
You know, the residents of Waco, Texas are not saying that to Chip and Joanna Gaines anymore. It looks like the love affair between the city and the television stars might be coming to an end.
What? Why?
Well, because apparently Chip and Joanna, you know, if you're from Texas, you know about Waco. We call it Wacko. It's a crazy little town. Baylor University is like the big thing going on there. And there's really nothing else happening until Chip and Joanna Gaines made it famous on Fixer Upper. But now apparently they're buying up tons of real estate. They're buying all of like Uptown and then they're redoing everything. And the longtime residents there are really annoyed because they're changing the landscape of the city. But that city needed the landscape change. It was a crap town.
Yeah, it's hella crusty in the TV show.
So, yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Uh-huh. And it's actually on the Brazos River, which is pretty. But, I mean, it needed renovations. But now people there are upset and they're calling him the Greedy Gaineses.
Oh,
that's her last name, Gaines. So the Greedy Gaineses. And, you know, they have the Silos there. They have the Magnolia Table Restaurant. They've got a coffee shop that they're opening soon. And then I guess they're buying in town all this land. And then they're, like, renovating all the houses, converting everything. They're gentrifying, you know, everything. And a lot of the people don't like it.
Yeah, they're old school in Texas. They don't want, like, you know, what's happening here.
Property's going way up there as
That's why. Well, when a house is $13,000,
yeah,
I'm
sorry. Like, the stuff that they flip, the people will go and they'll be like, so my budget is $82,000. And I'm like, what?
$82,000, girl.
Well, so now the people there are saying that they're greedy and they're trying to, you know, they're making everything new, which is great, and they're redoing everything, which is great, but then everything is getting more and more and more expensive.
But doesn't that mean that person's property is also going up?
If you own.
Okay, that's kind of good.
It is good for some people, I guess not so good. Well, you know, it's just like here. People get upset with the progress. They don't like, you know, different things. And I know when they tried to open a Gap in the Hate years ago, and the people there burned it down like 3 or 4 times. They kept burning it down over and over
again. I bet it was that dude from the crystal shop yesterday. Yeah.
Well, and now that Gap is not open anymore. So, oh, I mean, really? people don't want your new stuff, I guess.
No. Tomorrow morning, we got more Disneyland tickets coming up, 7:15, that family 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets. You also get qualified to register to win a grand prize getaway to Disneyland Resort.
So much and sure. J-Lo, she is coming to the Bay Area. We are so excited. And we've got those tickets after 8:15 tomorrow morning as well.
Bye. Yeah.
The Bay's number one.
For all.